The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. We have a guest coming up later in the show. What is the name of the television show this gentleman was recently on, Steph?
Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
And that features a co-host, a real bitchy woman. What's her name?
Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump.
I do not like her, and I'm glad I never watched the Vanderpump show or Vanderpump Rules. However, this guy seems really nice, and his name is Kamal Grant. I guess he is the owner, and he started it up, right? Sublime Donuts, which has two locations in the Atlanta market. One of those boutique gourmet-type donut shops where you get the real good ones. That's coming up later in the show. Anyway, all right, let's get on with the show. It was a big day for me yesterday. We talk about Bert Kreischer and all these podcast guys. Something that we started doing a couple of months ago. And, you know, I've tried and tried over the years to get Bert Kreischer to come on this show or other stuff that I've been doing or that we've been doing. And, you know, it's always a no-go. One time I accidentally was able to trick him into coming on because I went through a booking service. And I've asked that booker several times, hey, do you think Bert would do this? And he's doing a bunch of shows in Atlanta. It's what the fully loaded tour where, you know, David Tell's on it, Bobby Lee, a bunch of comedians. There was an interview scheduled with one of our other stations here in Atlanta where he was doing the morning show. And these are pre-recorded interviews. And then then it was going to be Shelley Winter, who is on WSB. And he was going to sit down with him. And as soon as I saw that it was planned, I'm like, I'm going to come in there. And I'm going to sit down and do the interview with him. But then we started talking about it on air, and Eric von Hessler and I had a relationship with him from the regular guys days. So Bert came in, they changed it, and it was, the von Hessler doctrine, sat down and talked to Bert. But the thing is, we're never going to have him on this show. On top of being too busy, I mean, he tours constantly, and he does podcast after podcast, and I finally just decided I'm not going to reach out to these guys anymore. I'm just going to try to bug Dusty Slay because I would love to have him on here. I think he'd be chill and laid back, and plus he doesn't really, you know, sell stuff. But he's way too famous, and he does too much stuff, so I don't think that's going to happen. But it was fun talking to him. I have a couple of clips that I want to play, and if you guys have any questions, just tell me to shut up, and we'll talk about it. But he sort of remembered who I was, and I said, hey, man, I won't text you anymore. He goes, oh, no, you can text me whatever you want, man. It's okay. But I did get to meet his wife, Leanne, and she is sweet as can be. She's one of the nicest people, man. She was here, and his publicity people were here. But I've heard him talk about her, and I've seen her on videos and stuff, but never met her. And she was really cool. And I got to tell you, he is really nice, too. He is super nice, and you have to think about a guy who's constantly busy. Has tons and tons of fans, and just, you know, being chill and cool and talking. So we've never said that we hate him. I've never said that I hate him. But I just want to throw that out there. And I feel like I'm rambling too much. So you guys go ahead and jump in if you have any questions or you want to talk about it. Did you guys hear the interview on the show? Yeah. What'd you think, Dustin?
I thought it was good. I thought he was giving a something that he'd said a million times, you know, just kind of stock answers. I mean, he genuinely is a nice guy. I personally think that he has to have those people around him. He gets in over his head now, I think.
Oh, he will. Yeah. He would say yes to everyone if he didn't have people around him.
Yeah.
He would. He really would. He'd be, oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, let's go sit down and talk about it. Eric did get him to talk about stuff that that he didn't really mention. And I actually got him to talk about some stuff because I was sitting behind him. And the dynamic of the of a radio show is everybody in the studio can see everyone. Like, kind of, let me, we used to have that dynamic when we recorded together, but we have that now on Zoom. But we were set up on a couch and a chair. So Eric was in a chair and Bert was to my right. And he didn't never looked at me because, you know, he's looking at Eric, the interviewer. And but at one point I interrupted and did Cat Williams. And he, what? And we can play a little bit of that clip here. And he'll talks about how he ran into him after, you know, when Cat did Club Shay Shay. He said, Joe Rogan's got four comedians that come on that program that aren't very funny.
Oh, yeah, he's totally talking about me. Totally talking about me.
But he ran into him, and you can hear what he has to say.
If you're in Atlanta, come out, drink with us Wednesday night, see the sunset. Have a cold beer. The best comics in the world are with me. Big Jokes and Dan Soder, Mark Norman, Dave Attell. I mean, just to name four casual names.
Right.
And then we have a huge surprise.
There's a huge surprise.
Yeah.
Well, tell us. What is it? Come
on. I can't. He wants to say it.
It's Cat Williams, sir.
Dude, I met Cat Williams. So Cat Williams does a
show. I heard you say that you thought he was talking about you when he said the
absolutely.
Joe Rogan 6 or whatever.
I wasn't talking about him, sir.
He said, there's four comics that go on Rogan that just aren't funny. And I was like, that's me, Tom and Ari, and Shane Gillis. And I know that. And then I met Cat Williams at Ted Sarandos' house. And I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. And he was in like a mask. He had like a mask on. I don't know.
COVID. A COVID mask?
No. Like a
wrestling mask?
No. Yeah, more like a wrestling mask. It was a bedazzled, looked like a scuba hood. And I was like, and he came up to me and I was like, oh God, here we go. And he's like, Bert Kreischer, you do it. Bert Kreischer. You're a rock star.
Bitch.
I've been trying to take my shirt off for years. They won't let me do it. I can't even perform in a vest. And I was like, I go, you know who I am? He's like, you're hilarious. And I was like, can I text that?
And if you want to hear the whole interview, you can go to your podcast feed and find The Von Hessler Doctrine is the name of the show. Season 14, episode 11, and the name of the show was The Ass Yeller, which has nothing to do with Bert. A couple things that were interesting to me is Bert had a big can of Zin in his jeans. It was because his jeans were so tight. And he was wearing Birkenstocks. I've never seen Bert Kreischer's feet. And I tried to take a creep shot of him, but there were people looking at me, so I didn't do it.
Were they Flintstonian?
No, he has manicured toes with blue nail polish and little sparklies on them.
Hmm.
They look adorable.
You gonna do that?
Me? No. My feet are fucking ugly. I got caveman feet. I got those Celtic. If you go like look at, you know, types of feet, mine are the Celtic ones where they're all jagged. And I looked at Gilbert, my son, a couple weeks ago, and I went, sorry, you got Celtic feet. My wife said, what the fuck is that? And I said, well, ugly toes. Our son's toes aren't ugly. And I said, give it time, because mine are. And he has my feet. I did an impression of Cat Williams. I also did Robert Kraft, which he kind of like, because he addresses, you know, Eric brought up the fact that Tom Brady seems like he regrets it. And he goes, no, he didn't regret it. No, he loved it. And what was the last thing I wanted to talk about? Oh, when he was being interviewed by Axel, and we also have that audio here, right, Dustin? Yeah. We'll play that here. Axel is the morning guy for 97.1 The River. And that's a great station if you like classic rock music. You can listen online or you can listen in Atlanta, 97.1. He did a one-on-one with him. And so toward the end of the interview, Axel asked him who his top three comedians were. And he said, Sam Kinison, somebody else. And I turned around to Leanne Kreischer and I said, Casey Rocket. And she laughed. And he saw her laugh and he went, who? And I didn't want to interrupt the interview, so I just said, Casey Rocket, and you can hear what he said.
Two of your all-time favorite comedians.
Sam Kinison, Dave Attell, and who? No. No, he's very talented. He's very talented. He's not one of the best of all time, though. He's been doing it 2 years. Casey Rocket, who they're talking about, is very talented. Cam Patterson, very talented. All the Kill Tony kids are great. I'm gonna have to put Hedberg in there
because he goes off for a little bit about that, but I think he was generally generally thought I was being serious. So I don't know. Obviously, Casey Rocket from Kill Tony is not one of Bill or Bert Kreischer's favorite comedians of all time.
He's probably drunk.
Who, Bert? No, he wasn't drunk. It was this was 9:30 in the morning, which I had to get up early and go in for that. But it was worth it because it was nice to see him again. And I have his phone number. But I bet you if I text him, no, he's not going to respond. But I get it. Yeah, everybody go, where do you think people can go find it? It's the Fully Loaded tour, the Macon show. There's two shows that'll have gone by, but if you're in the area, there's, I mean, he's all over the Southeast, but he's going all over the place. I would like to see that show. Jeff, are you going to go to any of them?
Nah, Macon one's the closest one to us.
Yeah. Today is Wednesday, the 12th, when we record. Tomorrow is the 13th. Dustin, are you still going to see Kevin Smith, even though you had a health problem last week?
No.
Kevin Smith doing, what was he doing in town? What is he doing in town?
Just doing an evening with.
Yeah, it's like a little Q&A that he does.
Yeah, does he show a movie or no?
I don't think he's actually promoting anything right now. He's having some trouble with the MPAA and his new movie that he just ran through. He was trying to get it down to an R. And they, I guess because of, like most of his, he has to fight because of the language most of the time. And
can he just put it out somewhere, or does he want it to be in a theater?
He wants it to be in a theater. It's called the 430 movie, and it's kind of a period piece set in the 80s based on him and his friends going to the movie theater and how it changed their life and stuff. And it happens to be the same movie theater that he bought, so they shot it all there. And so kind of like a Dazed and Confused meets Clerks, you know, kind of thing. But that's the only thing that he's been pushing right now.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just put it out. Put it out. Fuck the MPAA. Dustin, real quick, before we get to stories and news and stuff, and other topics and things of that nature, are you feeling better? Last week you had a little bit of a health problem.
Yeah, let's see. I had last Friday morning, woke up and made a cup of coffee, took one sip of the coffee, and started getting like full body sweats. Started feeling really nauseous. And my wife was like, "You look green." And about that time, this pain started in my back. And it was one of those pains that just kind of makes you not sit still. You had to move. And so they took me to the Well Care Center, which is across the street from the hospital. As soon as I walked in, the guy behind the counter saw me and was like, "Whoever's up next, hold on a minute. I've got to get this guy in the back." Took me in the back and hooked me up to everything to make sure I wasn't having a heart attack. And turns out I was having a kidney stone. And they immediately called an ambulance. And I had a 4-minute ambulance ride across the street.
They couldn't cost you $1 million.
Yeah, no, right? They couldn't just put you on a gurney and drag you over.
Yeah,
there.
I was like, just put me in a wheelchair, push me across the highway.
Hey, we be back, Big Pharma.
But they got me over there and got me some pain medication, which took a while, but it started to help, and did a scan and everything, and I had a 5-millimeter kidney stone.
Now, that doesn't sound like it's very big. That's half a centimeter. And that's big when it's in your kidney.
Yeah.
And
it has to go through all of your openings your openings from your kidneys until your urethra, the largest one is 3 millimeters. So it's still bigger than what it's got to be pushed out.
Not on you, Tim, but on normal.
No, I know. I'm normal. Mine is less than that.
But they said
it would. I got a narrow urethra.
They said it would take me a few days to a week to get it out. And, you know, we're it's Wednesday, so I'm on 5 days and it's still trying to get it out.
Yeah.
Still on pain medication. And, so
it's starting to kick in right now. So we gotta be rapid here. Don't we?
Although, well, get well soon, man. Get rid of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of those.
Thanks, guys.
News, trailers, and trends with Steph.
Okay. So Kevin Spacey is all broken shit. Did you guys know that?
I saw that he was recently on with the guy over Piers Morgan.
Yeah, he was bawling his eyes out on Piers Morgan.
That was fake as fuck.
You think so? He is a good actor. He's a great actor.
See how fast he recovered?
Yeah.
It was fake crying, if I've ever seen it. Alligator, crocodile tears.
Crocodile tears. He was also on the Lex Fridman podcast, if you guys are familiar with that. That's a sleepy podcast sometimes. I would love to see him on Tim Dillon. I know Tim Dillon would love to have that happen as well, because Tim Dillon's like, let him work. Let him come back.
He's doing everything wrong, though. He's not. There's a way to go about coming back from being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And you go away for a while, and then you come back and you say, you know, I've learned, I've listened to the victims. You know, I fully regret everything I did, blah, blah, blah. But he's not doing any of that shit. He's like putting out these Christmas videos where he's playing that guy from
Frank House of
Cards. Yeah.
Well, he did that like 5 years ago.
He's been doing it every year. And
he has
jokes about the allegations and shit. Like, this is not the way to go about coming back from this thing.
The ones that live.
Yeah.
The way to come back to me would be to, you know, whatever friends he has and whatever money he has, is he should get a great script and produce a movie and star in it. Put it out himself.
Well, Sharon Stone and Liam Neeson. They're the two that have been the most vocal that I've seen in the news. I think we need Kevin Spacey back. I don't care how many twinks he's molested or masturbated in from. It's time for him to come back. You can take your cock out in a movie theater if you'd like.
Well, he can be in the new Naked Gun movie. He could take over the OJ position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, he'd have to be Nordberg?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, it's like, you know how Rob Lowe came back in
What, in 1989?
He never went away, though.
No. Yeah, whenever he made his comeback with Garth and, you know, Wayne's World.
Okay, that was about 4 years. Yeah, so it did take him a while.
But he played a creep, and that's how he kind of made his comeback, was doing small little creepy roles. And that's what he should do, is try and get people to bring him on as a creep or something like that.
You know, when I was in that barbershop quartet in Skokie, Illinois, I want more Kaiser Soze.
The ref, him and the ref.
The ref is a great movie.
Love it.
Tim Dillon was on Joe Rogan. And the most recent episode of JRE, and they're talking about it. And another good point Dillon made is that, and I think Rogan said it, is that all those characters he's played, those real intense or creepy or bastard kid, that's him. But he did have a fucked up life, you know. His dad would beat the shit out of him and stuff. Him and his brother. His brother is a Rod Stewart impersonator. And he's always been into acting. There was something about their parents, like his dad or something would beat them, or he was just terrible to them. I guess that doesn't give you an excuse to just grab people's balls or expect them to, you know, have sex with you for fame and fortune. But a lot of the guys in that documentary, they're like waiting. They would kept going back. I mean, if it happens to you once, don't ever go back, right? But the lure of fame, they keep going back. So, but Jeff's right. You know, he does go about it the wrong way. Doing those videos he did were bizarre.
Very.
The Frank Underwood, where he has the cup that the, because he's friends with the royalty in England, which leads me to think that he's talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Well, I was on his plane, but I had no idea who he was. And I was creeped out by all the girls on there, all those young girls. I mean, I don't like it. If they had been young boys, maybe I would have thought different. You know, I was doing work for the Clinton Foundation, and we were doing all this great work, and I had no idea, you know, who he was.
No, sir, you had no idea. Sir, tell me about it. You're not going to sue me like the bitch from Reindeer Games or Baby Reindeer.
Yeah. So the Baby Reindeer chick, Martha, she's suing Netflix for $170 million.
She will not get one dime. Not one fucking dime. Not one dime, you baby reindeer. Baby reindeer. Baby reindeer. She's not getting any money.
And she's suing Netflix. She's alleging defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, and violations of her right of publicity.
She has to prove that the stuff that they said is wrong, and that's going to be impossible to do.
Right. Well,
Yeah. And not to mention, like, really, how could she go after Netflix? Maybe she go after the guy who wrote the story.
Right.
Right.
But, well, I mean,
that's part of Netflix's deal when they, you know, all these people talk about making stuff for Netflix and, oh, they never bother us. They never come in and make cuts. You know, that's part of their strategy to, they can separate themselves if it comes to it. And I think this would be a good example of that.
Yeah. And it clearly states at the beginning that it's based on a true story. Right.
Yeah.
So you can always get away with anything if you say it's based.
Right.
So
anything is a real name and blah, 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 blah. So she's just a fame whore, and this is the natural progression of her life. And she's probably filed 8 million lawsuits in her life. So
yeah, she definitely has some haggis in her brain.
Tim's home phone number is 7.
Call Tim.
Well, I know. Stay away. I'm not a reindeer. I'm a baby sloth. Well, I'm being sued by Mr. Kellogg.
Well, we're all jazzed about the boys premiering June 13th, I know. And we just found out, though, that after season 5, it's over.
Yeah, there's still two seasons, though.
Yeah, and it's run its course. It will have run its course by then. I mean, how many more stories can you tell? It's a great series.
And they're doing the other show.
Yeah, that's probably their idea, is just to branch those off and keep those.
And I think we'll talk about the first episode of season 4 next week, because it debuts this week.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it.
Me too. I can't wait. Yeah.
If you were excited about Quentin Tarantino's next movie, you better go sit down somewhere, because it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. And Brad Pitt was super upset about it because he beat out Leonardo DiCaprio for the lead role.
Oh.
And it was called The Movie Critic.
Right.
And for whatever reason, Tarantino just said that he is uninspired right now.
And yeah, I get that. His wife
is still suffering. She's Israeli. She's still reeling from the trauma of October 7th. And he's really kind of had to dedicate his attention to that.
Okay.
He's just not into making movies right now. He'll get to it eventually, or he'll do something else. And it'll be just as good.
When this was supposed to be his last movie.
Yeah.
Right. He said he was going to do 10 movies and then he was done.
I'll come around, okay? I'll make a movie when I feel like it, okay? You can't make it.
Kevin Smith said he was quitting too, and then he never did.
Yeah.
I just watched Leonardo DiCaprio in that Killers of the Flower Moon or whatever.
Is that any good? I've been not wanting to watch it.
It's good, but oh God, Leonardo DiCaprio plays such a piece of he's such a piece of shit. Such a dirtbag.
The last movie I enjoyed him in a lot was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I'll rewatch that probably the rest of my life. I think I love that movie.
I love the end. I love it when they're the dog.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love that Brad Pitt is tripping and he's just laughing.
He's on that LSD cigarette.
Yeah, which I didn't know you could do. A couple of other stories that caught my eye, besides the one where the guy sneezed and is prolapsed his anus, is the Drea Di Matteo. She's constantly getting in the media to push her OnlyFans. And anytime I see the story, the same thing pops into my head. Adriana Laserva. How green was my fucking valley? You know, she's playing tennis with Kamala.
Let's play tennis. It's a game with a net and a racket and a ball.
No, she's playing with Carmella. And I believe it's season 2, and the FBI is trying to get the wire into their house or whatever. And it may even be 3. I don't even remember. But it doesn't matter, which should if you're a Sopranos fan. But the tennis coach is like this lesbian chick who's really into Adriana. And Adriana's wearing these skimpy outfits and smoking on a tennis court, which is not a good idea.
You got like 16 gold chains.
Yeah, she's got all this shit and her nails are done and stuff. And, you know, Carmella's just, you know, this New Jersey housewife. It's like just pointlessly taking these athletic lessons. Not that she's ever going to play tennis, but this is how Drea Di Matteo makes money now, because during the pandemic, she wouldn't get the vaccine. She wouldn't do the testing. So she lost a bunch of roles. And so this is how she makes her money. I haven't ever gone and signed up and looked. But she's 52. She's still good looking. She's attractive. You know, more power to her. If that's what she wants to do, I say more power to her.
Shake your money maker, lady.
Has anyone watched that documentary with that Andrew McCarthy did about the Brat Pack?
Not yet.
No,
not yet.
This weekend.
There's a reason, apparently, that Molly Ringwald isn't in it. It's because he asked her. She said, oh, that might be interesting. And then never got back to him. And I guess he tried to get in touch with her. Everybody else is in it. But for some reason, she's not in it. There are clips of her over the years. Yeah, so it's weird. She said she'd think about it, but decided she didn't want to do it. It doesn't make any sense. I see her on Instagram all the time because I follow her. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. Talk about the main reason you have a career. I mean, she did the Facts of Life thing, and she was only on one season of that.
She doesn't, like, do a lot of that stuff.
No.
At all.
I think maybe she likes to feel like her career is bigger than that.
Yeah, it's not just that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is. You know, she did that movie on the pirate ship where she fucked the guy.
Well, she was on the mom on The Secret Life of the American Teenager for several seasons, and she's been a lot on a lot of shows where she, and done seasons and seasons of shows. So,
well, good for her.
Yeah.
I like Molly Ringwald.
She still looks great too, by the way.
Hey, I don't want to weigh in on that. I'm a married man. I'm kidding. Yeah, she does look great for a Brat Packer, but I'm going to watch that documentary this weekend. Let's see, a little bit about podcasts. We're not going to really delve into it too much because at the beginning of the show, we talked about one of the top podcasters in the country, if you're talking about comedy podcasts, Bert Kreischer. I didn't go super deep into Rogan again, but I did spend 6 hours. I watched the one with Billy Carson. Did you watch that one, Dustin?
Yeah, I watched some of it, yeah. In and out of a drug-induced haze.
Out of the drug. Yeah. The grift is kind of deep with that guy. There's a lot of BS pseudoscience and Anunnaki talk, which is what a lot, you know, that's traditional Rogan. Wow, holy shit. Yeah, they needed gold, so they created humans to dig the gold. Yeah, that's what they did, man. There's a good breakdown of it from Podcast Cringe, better than I can do, and quite a long time to get to that point. But one thing I noticed, and this comes from the subreddit, is that Joe Rogan fans are getting tired of the weekly COVID I told you so's. He's like, I told you guys. Oh, and he talks about it a lot more than he should. I mean, now that you can, just because, you know, you're not going to get the facts, you don't have to do that. But how do you make Joe Rogan experience better? You add Tim Dillon to it, which Tim Dillon could make anything better. He's hands down the best monologist and social commentator out there today, I think. I could be wrong, but, you know, I never really got into him. Steph kept telling me that I should watch it, and I did, and that was it. I keep watching it every week. So
I never watch his show. I just listen.
Well, I watch it on YouTube. It's the same show. You listen. I watch.
He's my shower podcast.
Mine too. And it takes usually an hour for me to shower and get all those certain things that need to be washed. Just kidding. But if you're into Tim, it's a good show. Tim's making the rounds. Everybody's doing the rounds, and that's what happened. Even Harlan Williams was back on Kill Tony with Adam Devine. That was a good episode.
I love Adam Devine.
I do too.
I can't wait for the new Righteous Gemstones to come out.
Same. I think they're filming it some of it in Atlanta. Because my brother told me he saw somebody from the show with... Is Tim Meadows on the show now?
He might be.
Maybe.
I think he said... I forget which actor it was, but he saw them while he was working. He was down by one of those studios. But Adam Devine and Harlan were the guests, and there's a lot of funny jokes. There's some real cringy stuff. Like, there was this Chinese... I've never seen this lady. Chinese stand-up comedian. You know what I'm talking about, Dustin? Did you watch this episode?
Yeah, she's been on there. She's been on there a few times, especially in the early days when they were in the club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who did her voice? I think Harlan did it and started doing the accent and stuff. But, you know, we're past cancel world. We're not going to do it, but... Because no, we care. We would get canceled. But
yeah, Adam was very he treaded very lightly.
Yeah, he did. He go, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, because he's on a hit show. I mean, come on. He's not just, you know, he's not trying to get the Netflix deal. My favorite part of that episode. Did I already say what was it? My favorite part of it. Oh yeah, with was Harland just absolutely destroying David, what's his face? Schultz,
David Lucas?
David Lucas, yeah. He just destroyed him. Doing a Roche battle. Because all Lucas has is, oh man, you're old. You're old. You're old.
Lucas is a lot better when he's doing his podcast. You ever seen his?
No, but I know I've seen clips and he's funny.
Yeah, he takes everybody fishing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they sit on the bank of a lake and you have two chairs and two fishing poles and
get eaten by mosquitoes. Yeah, I don't want to get eaten by mosquitoes. If I'm doing a podcast, I don't want to be eaten by mosquitoes. And then the last one I watched a little bit of was this past weekend because I wanted to see what that was all about. He hadn't had a guy like Joey on in a while. Joey Diaz, you know, he usually just does his stories and his curses, but there's a lot of laughing going between the two of them. And when Theo's really laughing his ass off, it's always a great episode for just chilling and watching and stuff. So
that Joey Diaz, Joey Diaz. Oh, he's a fucking guy. Who is a fucking guy? They took him down. He's fucking fucked.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. You guys have any that you watch that I didn't talk about or listen to? Steph, what murder podcast are you listening to now?
Oh, well, no, I just finished that last one. The Harg and whatever family murder.
The 48 hours one.
Yeah, that one was good.
Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson are doing a podcast now. Maybe they're going to do a Cheers rewatch kind of thing.
What else would it be if they're doing it together?
Yeah.
Be cool.
So they're going to do episodic Cheers?
Hopefully. They didn't do it on the first episode. They had Will Arnett on.
Why?
I don't know. They're starting their podcast, and he's a big podcaster with SmartLess, so they wanted to
get smart.
His advice.
That's less. That's more than smart. Smart more to come on that.
Yeah.
I just didn't think a Ted Danson would be a podcast guy. Did you guys see any of you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast?
Mm-mm.
No, I've seen a little bit of a few of them.
The most recent guest was Larry, and he's like couldn't be less interested in being there talking about the episode. But his face is something going on with his face. It's like he's getting the steroids and stuff. So I hope he's healthy, but he has that face you get when you start getting those things. You know what I'm talking about? The big cheeks.
I just thought he was kind of looking older.
He did look older on the show, but now he's got that like that face, that face. All right, we're done talking about this stuff. We haven't had a guest in a long time. I'm really looking forward to speaking with this guest. Steph, tell everybody, including me, who is brain dead right now, who our guest is.
Well, his donuts have made every best donuts in Atlanta list for like the last 15 years. And his sublime creations have been featured on Food Network, U.S. News, and The Chew, just to name a few. Most recently, he appeared as a contestant on Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. And I think you could probably guess who this is. It's Kamal Grant from Sublime Donuts.
Welcome. We've been eating your donuts for a very long time. I go over off of, where is that, Briarcliff and North Druid Hills, that little sneaky pull in there.
Yeah, I'm a Briarcliff gal myself.
Well, thanks for the love and support.
Oh, absolutely. When you came into town, I remember there were people that would bring them to the radio station where I used to work. And I was like, what is this box? What is in this box? This is not Dunkin' Donuts. And you open it up and it's like, oh my God, look at that. These are food. These are donuts. These are real ingredients. These are flavors. And I'm a donut lover. I go back to the Mr. Donut era when you got the donut on the stick. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's an old chain. I think it's out of business now, but
they're in Japan nowadays.
They are? Yeah. Wow.
I know a lot of donut history, so I can tell you the story. Mr. Donuts, I think it was Dunkin' Donuts, and it was a partner, and they split up, and he started Mr. Donuts and opened up chains around America. But then they opened up chains in Japan. Dunkin' Donuts ended up buying the Mr. Donut chains all around America and just turned them to Dunkin' Donuts, and the chains in Japan are separate, so it's a whole separate company. But
wow.
I was going to ask you, are you going to send a box of crap-filled donuts to Nicholas?
Yeah, he wasn't my favorite. He was probably the only person out there that I didn't like or enjoy. He was being weird. in during the filming and then outside, even like when we were back at the hotel, you could tell that he was playing the game and I was just not here for that. And I was like, okay, interesting. So, you know, it's whatever.
I feel like you were just too fun for them. They're a bunch of fuddy duddies.
Yeah, man. You were lighthearted. You were having a great time and everybody's
go into the door.
You know, that is kind of a fact. I mean, they kind of misrepresented in their editing, but those nuances y'all probably did pick up on. And that is, I was more having more of a good time and more lighthearted. And I think they wanted all the drama and stuff. And I was just like, this is not like none of the, this is easy work. Like this yeah. is very stressful. Like I've had harder days and harder jobs at the donut shop or even places before, like the tasks that we would do and the inherent drama that they would try to make. I was like, this is chill. Like we just got to do our job and get it done and get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
And not to mention your Game of Thrones doing the dragon thing. That was a way better theme idea than their crusty old British crap. Like people have seen that a million times over there. Get them out of here.
They're all staring at you like that wasn't the biggest show in the country in the world.
This is what I'm trying to say. It's literally the biggest show on TV ever. But you know, go off though. They're acting like it was a crazy idea. So, but that was also a part of them because I felt, you know, inside and outside the show, like during that short time that Nicholas guy was, he made me look like I wasn't a part of the group. So when obviously I would say suggestions like that, people would be like, oh no. And I'm thinking, interesting. Cause I know everybody I meet in life likes me and I have good ideas. So, okay. And it was like, I'm not going to sit here and argue with nobody and yell and fight nobody on TV. So I'm just going to try to be myself, be positive, be happy. And it didn't, you know, I had to go the first because I was too happy and too chill. So that was so I had to get out of there early. But
well, you weren't in the other guy though. That guy on the first one though, the Amish guy that was screaming.
He's a great guy. It's funny, he is a great person. That's another person who he was too sweet and too kind for that show. They really set him up to do that. I think he got a nudge to do that. That's not an idea that he came out of his own head to go yell at them. So he may have got nudged by somebody else. I don't know, but
a producer.
Yeah, so maybe. I don't know. He was like, no, I don't. And I was like, oh, damn, that looks crazy. And then all of his teammates yelled at him. And I was like, oh, that's probably going to be your downfall right there. So that was weird. But Tyler was great. Tyler was, he was like a real honest, like country dude. You know, I love me some country guys. And he was just like, come on.
Where was he from? Where was he from?
It's funny. He lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas now, but I don't think he grew up like somewhere because he was like a Mennonite and he's got a real interesting story that they didn't really dig in. Like he only has two pictures from his childhood because like without technology. And one was like a passport, like as a baby when they went to Guatemala on a mission trip. And then one time when his whole family went to Disney World and their grandfather took one picture of like the whole big family, like when he was a little kid, like that's his only childhood pictures.
Wow.
Meanwhile, every kid today has 50,000 pictures of them from their parents' phones.
Speaking of childhood, I want to hear about your grandma's Magic Middles cookies.
Yeah, right. My grandma used to make some cookies like the good old Magic Middles that we have here. So yeah, she would, you know, she used to take like a butter cookie recipe, shortbread cookie recipe, and you know, stuff like chopped up chocolate in there and then bake it and get them out the oven, you know, the chocolate's still ooey gooey. And that was delightful. So, you know, when she kind of passed and stuff, didn't have those cookies. So I just went around and then I saw Keebler started doing a version of Magic Middles called Magic Middles and then tried this and it was very similar and I loved it. And then, you know, they discontinued it. Then I went, became a famous pastry chef and said, you know what? Let me try to bring back the cookie I love and see if everybody else loves it. So, and yeah.
Are you selling them? Where are you selling them now? Online in the stores there?
Well, we were selling it in the stores. Right now, we're revamping and regrouping and trying to work better on our marketing and then going to relaunch it again. So yeah, please follow us on Magic Middles, magicmiddlescookies.com, you know, and download the app, coming out with a little game app with the Magic Middles. So learn more about the Magic Windows and all the stuff we're doing for the future to bring these out to all the people that love them like I love them.
I love them.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know. Crazy that Keebler discontinued them because they rocked.
Yeah, it's a tough cookie to make, and that's what I really found out with even trying to bring it back. It's co-extrusion. So the filling is in a cookie before it's baked, so it's co-extruded, a little baking science. So it's a pipe in a pipe. So you got to extrude the cookie dough on the outside, and then the filling is on the inside, and you plop them down one at a time and cut them. And like that's a technology that's kind of hard to do consistent basis. So it's a tough cookie to make. It's a very technological cookie. Mm-hmm. So I guess they were like, yeah, we don't have time for this. Let's just.
Did your appearance on the show cause an uptick in people coming to Sublime?
You know, I don't want to talk bad about the show, but I don't know. And it's kind of shocking. I mean, it didn't really move the needle as much as other things have done in the past. So, and it was fascinating that I was thinking about this because I was like, I don't know if it's people aren't like they don't care about traditional media as much. Because, you know, before we just get a little AJC article or just something in Southern Living or something random in the Travel Channel. And I could count like that weekend or the next day we'd have a line out the door. People would be coming, oh, I saw you on this and that. But this one, you know, it's a humongous show. Obviously, it's on Fox primetime. So right. It's going to be crazy. And it really hasn't moved the needle that much. So I don't know if.
I think you're right.
Information from TikTok nowadays. I don't know what's going on.
But you're sure that's not why they tried to steal your or why they stole your cash registers yesterday? Because they thought you had lots of money?
That could be it.
Man.
Hey, that's the guy from TV. Let's go get them registers.
Yes.
That was crazy to see that video. Has that ever happened to you before?
I got robbed at gunpoint my first year in business. I've been open like 16 years. So like the first year I got robbed, but nothing since then. So I don't, it's not even that serious. Like that wasn't that serious, but I said, let me put this out there just so I can let these clowns know that we're not scared.
I'm going to break in this weekend and steal all the empty bags of flour.
That would have been better than what they did. Made me say I just want to go cashless now. So I think we're gonna stick with cashless and see how this goes. And I actually like it. It's more efficient. Everybody's used to using cash, so I've kind of been thinking about that for years. But obviously, as the years progress, like more people are done using cash and only using cards or you know paying with their iPhones or stuff. So we're gonna go cashless right now and see how it goes and probably stick with it. So
that's how the government tracks you. They're going to know I eat all my donuts.
I guess that would be the problem, actually.
It seemed pretty brazen, though, because I always thought, like, cops were always hanging around donut shops. I mean, that was kind of like the thing, is you were usually kind of safe because they were, you know, not doing their jobs. They were just eating donuts.
I think that is the thing. I think, because it goes back to my random donut knowledge, I think, because, you know, in California, all the donut shops are normally 24 hours. And the donut, and Sublime Donuts is 24 hours, so there's not a lot of things open 24 hours, so that's where cops would go to get coffee, and now made a thing look like cops eat donuts, but it's just that they were the 24-hour coffee shop. So
right, like that makes sense.
So yeah.
We go ahead,
guy. Okay, if you need any more random facts.
I had a question, but I kind of leery to ask it because we all created our own donut that we want to pitch to you, and we have AI versions that we're going to put up when we put the episode out. But I did want a question. Do you have a second favorite gourmet donut shop in town, a place where you put on a disguise, sneak in, and sample the wares? You don't have to plug them. You can maybe hint at them because we're talking Sublime.
No, not really. I mean, not any of the other donut shops I don't go to. No.
They're all trashy, right?
I mean, I do, you know, if I see a donut maybe on a menu at a restaurant, if it's on the dessert menu, I'll be like, oh, let me try it out or something. But not any of the other donuts.
Is the cronut phase over? Is that done? That was a short-lived phase.
I think cronuts are still going strong. I think it's still making the guy who's made cronuts a lot of money. I think people are still lined up at his stores. But now the big thing, I don't know if y'all have seen, it's the crookie. So
no
French
cookie dough croissant.
Yeah, a French bakery did like a chocolate, put chocolate chip. They split open a croissant, put chocolate chip cookie dough in the middle, then put dots of chocolate chip cookie dough on top, and then they rebaked it. So it's got the cookie dough in the middle, then the crispy crust outside. And it went viral in, you know, France and lines out the door. And then a lot of people started doing spins on that. So now you can go get like chocolate chip bagels like that. We did a chocolate chip donut like that. It's really great. So yes,
yeah,
so loose spin on things in the baking industry.
Yeah, they've got it at Illy, I think, right?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I mean, a lot of people are doing it right now. I saw one of the guys, my buddy Roman, who they completely threw under the bus, you know, during that episode. His pretzel, he did a chocolate chip pretzel for his pretzel company now. So yeah, that's another crazy thing that they did with the editing for that, because it wasn't like they really made it look like it was between me and Roman, where it really wasn't between me and Roman. Actually, it was a thing because Jess was our team leader, the blonde girl sitting next to me. And then Nick, he was the team leader of like the downstairs part. So it was really between us three. And you know, it just goes to show that I feel like the reason they didn't say they act like we didn't have a team leader, because you normally let the team leader go when the team loses. But, you know.
Haters, man.
Oh, yeah, conspiracy theories. Ramsey, you're great. You're doing great, okay? Right. Have more shows, sir. Invite me on for another show. I'm excited.
I think you should go on. You should go on a nicer show, like the Great British Bake Off or something
there
like that.
There you go.
Yes, I definitely should go on a nicer show.
Oh, that's delightful. That's tasty. That's a very good donut.
Great British Bake Off. You need some co-hosts. I'm your man. They are polite and love to work with people, okay? So that's why I couldn't mesh with this reality TV show mess, okay?
Too negative and you're too positive. We're going to give you a chance though to be Gordon Ramsay right here, but before that, let's talk about sublimedonuts.com, where you can look at the menu. Fresh strawberries and cream. I mean, these are, I'm not going to read all of them, but just listen what you can get there. S'mores, Nestle Crunch, A-Town Mocha, which is one of my favorites, Nutella. Chocolate banana fritter, red velvet cake is always good. You can't go wrong with it. You can't go wrong with any of these. Sweet potato cake is a superb delight. Oh my God.
The white chocolate, the peach fritter one, that's my absolute favorite.
Chocolate wild berry fritter. These are the way donuts are supposed to be. Donuts are supposed to be tasty. They're supposed to be good. You're supposed to not have to dip them in something to make them taste better, which if you go to a commercial place, that's what they're going to be, right?
Yes.
Well, and the fact that anytime you're driving 85, and it's been my downfall on many a fatty night, is that I can just cut off on whatever hills, whatever exit
North Druid Hills,
no matter what time of day or night, and get some. So
yes,
here we go. We're here for your donut needs. All the time.
Well, we'll all pitch. Jeff, you start. We each came. Now, Dustin, do you have one?
No, I didn't get one this week. I was too enamored by you guys. So.
All right, it's Jeff will go first, then I'll go, and then Steph has one. And they all look really good in AI, by the way.
Mine's called the Rest in Peace Elvis Donut. It's a peanut butter cream-filled donut filled with bacon and bananas and topped with chocolate chunks, bananas, and more peanut butter and bacon.
I like it.
He's definitely going to die on that one.
Logistically, probably a pain in the butt to make.
I like it. For the early days, we used to do our chocolate banana fritter. You could come at Elvis style, and we'll put some peanut butter cream on top.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, get on that.
There you go.
All right, here's mine. Mine is called the cannoli pop. It is a donut filled with cannoli filling, topped with powdered sugar and chocolate frosting, sprinkled with buttery salted popcorn. Pretty simple and basic.
Oh, I like that.
This has been good, sweet, and salty. Mine is inspired by my piece of crap stepmother, who I hate. But she made this chocolate pecan pie that is out of this world. So I've always wanted a chocolate pecan pie donut, where it's a yeast donut with pecan pie filling covered in chocolate with salted pecans and pie crust pieces on top.
Well, that's a good donut. I like that.
And not too sweet, but you got the salt to cut it. Yeah, but so good.
If you make any of these, just let us know. No, we don't need any money or anything or any credit.
I just want to eat it.
That's
come get a couple dozen.
Yes.
Definitely let you know. Yeah.
All right.
I like it. I like all of them. That was really good.
Where can people find you? I'll give the name of the website, Sublime Donuts, and it's spelled properly. It's not D-O. It's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T-S.com. Can people from out of town order your donuts?
No, we're not. No, you got to come to the donut shop.
All right. So come to Atlanta and go to the donut shop. That's what I'm telling you. You have to do that. If you're going to go on a tour of donuts, start here and then come back here. But you can get custom donuts for birthdays and stuff like that, letters, and they're a lot of fun. We've had that at the office a bunch of times. One of my coworkers would stop by Sublime every day and bring donuts in. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, the happy graduation. That's always my favorite.
Yes. Well, where can people... Go ahead, Steph.
I was going to say, I wish you had a food truck. I would love to see a Sublime food truck roll up in my office park.
Just roll around town.
Yeah.
Love. That's what I need to do.
That's right.
Have a little song, a little jingle, so people's mouth water when they hear it.
The show can be viewed where, Steph? It's still available, right? You can watch anything now. It's streaming. So
yeah, it's on Wednesdays. New episodes Wednesdays on Fox.
Yeah, Wednesdays on Fox at 9 p.m. Eastern. But the season finale was last week. Okay.
Yeah, who cares? We just wanted people to watch your episode.
The season finale already happened, okay? But if you want to continue to watch it, you can watch it Wednesdays on Fox, next day on Hulu. Okay.
If you're watching it, you're just watching it to see Nicholas go down, because I do not want him to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see. It's interesting. I mean, I still keep up with most of the castmates there. But I didn't really ask. People ask me, oh, who won? And I'm like, I truly don't know, because I don't care. Like, it's cool. Whoever won, you know, it's whatever.
Well, we thank you for taking the time out of your night to come on our show. And
plug all your socials.
Plug everything, yeah.
I guess you can check me out at my Instagram. Personal Instagram is Sublime Kamal, SubliMeKamal. And there you can see all the links to the, you know, the Magic Middles Instagram and the Sublime Donuts Instagram. And then, you know, Sublime Donuts and Magic Middles both got websites, so you can go check us out there. And hopefully I have my little video game app that's a 90s game, because the Magic Middles is all 90s nostalgia, and we're going to start coming with some fun 90s nostalgia to really hype up the return of these cookies, and download that and, you know, helps grow.
Right on. Thank you very much for coming on our show again. And we will all probably maybe we won't see you, but we'll see your donut.
We'll see the donuts for sure.
Yes, definitely.
I really appreciate y'all having me on here. Thank you.
Greetings, Radio Labyrinth podcast listeners. Over there in Conyers, Atlanta Pizza in Euro is heading into summer. You want a cool, refreshing drink, huh? Well, Atlanta Pizza in Euro has over 16 ice-cold local draft beers on tap. 16 of them. William Devane loves a cold beer. I like a nice IPA when I'm playing golf. And you can always find their amazing pizza, gyros, and Greek salad if you're hungry. Stop by Atlanta Pizza in Euro Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 12 to 9 p.m., closed on Sundays. They also have team trivia on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And since that would be Dustin, you don't really have much of a challenge ahead. Just kidding. proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Their food truck is also available, so contact Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
We can read a couple of your YouTube comments. As always, you can leave us a comment if you're watching on YouTube. Randy Bartles said the Burt Roomba joke is gold. Thank you. That was a good joke, I thought, too. That's a good joke, as Dusty Slay would say. That's a good joke. 1985. It's still a good joke. Mike Hall said, nice hat, because last week I wore the Atlanta Pizza and Euro hat. So thank you, Mike Hall. And Jerry Fuchs, Fuchsy says, God damn it, Steph's rude comment about Buc-ee's makes me shake my head and wonder where we are as a country and how we have gone wrong. That store, I mean to say, that pinnacle of capitalism in all its glory is sheer heaven on earth.
You can have it.
Steph, you made an enemy. We made an enemy.
I'm sorry, Fuchsy. I hate it.
Some guy got mad at Dustin for putting all the stuff we talk about in the title, and then Jeff got mad at him. We're not going to read those.
I didn't get mad at him. I just said.
No, yeah, I know. I'm kidding. DB said, let's go, and put a heart. So thank you, DB. And of course, Roby. Now, I don't mean that. I love Roby. He wrote, I finally remember. I'm going to read this as William Devane, just for Steph. I finally remember William Devane from Mel Gibson's movie Payback. Not the director's cut re-edit. That sucked. Sorry, guys and gal. I know I've been lax with comments lately, but rest assured I'm listening each week on my podcatcher and terrifying the driver sitting next to me at red lights screaming Rockdale Tiger like corrections at my radio. Glad you guys have new listeners to pick up my slack. Don't forget to let new subscribers know they can join you on social media in the Radio Shack. Thanks for reminding everybody. You know what? You should invest in gold. And by gold, I mean buy old DVDs of Knots Landing, because I still get money from that. Thank you, SAG. By the way, it's Walton Goggins, you toilet babies. Who was saying Walter? Was it me?
I think you slipped and said Walter once.
You did, yeah.
Yes. All right, thanks, Roby. Willem Devane out.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
News.
Yeah, last week was Ren Faire, Acolyte, and Let's Canary Sing.
Uh-huh.
Which I watched all of the Ren Faire. Yeah. Ended up being kind of disappointing, but it was fun to watch.
Everyone's talking about it like it's like Tiger King, sort of. Yeah. Like he's a weirdo, yeah, like Tiger King. Steph, did you watch it? Because I haven't,
but I'm going to.
Me too. Enjoy it.
He meets this lady on a sugar daddy website, and it goes out to take her out to the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
First thing he says when he sits down is, he goes, "Are those breasts real, natural?" And the lady's like, "No," and he goes, "Okay, we're done here."
Wait a minute. He's a sugar daddy and he takes you to Olive Garden.
Oh, yep. Dude, you have no, you got to watch this. I mean, it's a train wreck at a million miles an hour.
All right. Everybody's saying to do it, so I'm going to have to do it. I didn't watch anything last week.
Acolyte's good. And I guess nobody's liking it and everybody's bitching about it because it's woke and shit.
I watched a breakdown of the third episode and I am so glad I haven't gone into.
Yeah, the third episode's where it takes a turn, and even the people who are fans of it didn't really like that episode.
But this week, I think everybody's going to be views on all three of them.
Yes, but before we get to that, and after we do everything, at the end of the show, I created an AI theme song, and only Dustin has heard it. So, I think only Dustin has heard it, because he needs to add it to the show. But it's so long that I think we'll just put it at the... What do you think, Dustin? End of the show?
Yeah. Yeah, I could take the audio from it and use it to play out with.
All right. Yeah, do that. And it won't get us flagged, hopefully. But yeah, it's like I never get around to watching anything. So I created a theme song for myself. And I think it fits me to a T. But Jeff is right. I'm going to watch all three of these views or snooze shows.
Yeah, this week Alone comes back, season 11 on the History Channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking good. I'm hoping Cubby wins. I'm looking forward to that.
Are these people who have already been on the show?
No, it's all new people.
Oh, it's already started then, yeah.
No, it starts tomorrow. Starts this week.
All right.
The Boys starts this week.
Of course.
The Views.
Yeah. Yes.
And House of the Dragon comes back this week, season 2.
Sweet. I like that show. Yeah. I didn't think I would, but I liked it.
I bailed on it.
I know you did. Loser. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I thought you bailed on it because you didn't like the girl, and then they replaced the girl, and then
I know you don't like that girl.
Stopped watching it.
But you still have to suffer through for a couple episodes.
Maybe I'll just, what episode is that chick gone?
I don't know, like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go back. I'll start watching it from like episode 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't watch her. I hate her.
Yeah, there's like a time jump and they get rid of that girl.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Let's do our staff picks and then get the fuck out of here.
Mine's Hannah Einbinder's special, her stand-up special on HBO Max comes out this week.
Everything Must Go.
I didn't know she did stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how she got started, actually, right? She did that first, and then she got into improv.
She's what? Who's the SNL alum? Whose daughter?
Lorraine Newman.
Yeah.
Mine is Tales from the Attitude Era. It is a new podcast with Tommy Blacha and Rob Pasbani. Now, I'm butchering those names. It was recommended by Will Sasso on Dudesy. And I guess Tommy was on 10-Minute Podcast with Chad and Will. He also wrote for Conan O'Brien. He was Andy Richter's college roommate. And before joining it was leaving Conan, and he got picked up to go on to WWE. Vince McMahon was on Conan and said, why don't you come and check it out and write for us? He ended up doing that in the Attitude Era. So these are a lot of great stories from that late 90s, early 2000s WWE, the last time I was really into it. And he was also a creator of Metalocalypse.
Cool.
So I started listening to it today. It's enjoyable if you're into that. And that's my staff pick.
This is a documentary that comes out on Netflix. I think it comes out tomorrow. It's called Remembering Gene Wilder. So it's just
I've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like I noticed you put in the note if Alan and Walt aren't in this, I call BS. That's true.
They should Alan and Walt from what was it called again?
Wilder Ride.
Every Gene Wilder movie, 1 minute per episode.
At least two Gene Wilder movies.
Yes. Yes. Steph, what's yours?
Mine is, it premiered this week on Max. It's a 4-part documentary series. It's called Six Schizophrenic Brothers. And it's a family in Colorado. They had 12 children, 10 boys, 2 girls, and 6 of the boys were schizophrenic.
Whoa.
And it's the tale of what it was like growing up in that house for the other kids that weren't schizophrenic. And the things that they did, and it's a wild story. And they have been studied because they're trying to use the DNA and what everything else that they've gotten from these guys to figure out how to cure it.
Wow.
Because this is so rare to have 6 family members like this to have it. It's a great, really interesting. So I highly recommend it. It's on Max, 6 Schizophrenic Brothers.
I'll check it out. Thank you, Steph. And thank you, guys. Let's do our plugs before we say thank you to our viewers and listeners. Joining me on the Popcast last week, which is my weekly radio show on WSB. You'll be able to find it anywhere. You Google it. Just put in the Popcast with Tim Andrews. Sherry Winkleman, who was a winner at Cannes, and she's in town now in pre-production trying to get money for her film. And she's a very sweet person. It was a fun interview. She knows an awful lot about the film industry, and her film looks really, really cool. It's called Bingo Heist, about a woman who gets divorced, and her husband screws her over, so she drives until she runs out of gas, and she lives in a trailer park, and rich developers and heists ensue. But she was a great guest, and I want to have her back on. Joining me on the radio show this weekend is Greg Ross, who is a co-host of the Von Hessler Doctrine, one of the doctrinaires. We're going to talk about the Joey Chestnut situation and competitive eating and the big show coming up on Netflix, which is Kobayashi versus Chestnut, which I'll be watching in September. Trambles, I do every Monday. I had a lot of fun doing that. I guess if you listen to Trambles, you heard the song I made. That's just me trambling and rambling. You can hire me to do a cameo for you in any voice, or I'll even just do myself or a loved one or an enemy. Go to cameo.com/TAndrewsATL. So now I want to thank our patrons. Patreon producers. If you'd like to become a member of the Patreon family of Radio Labyrinth viewers and listeners, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level, and you'll have an access, instant access to all of our Patreon-only shows. Sometimes, and we watch things and talk about them, and sometimes we just shoot the shit. But it's a lot of fun. And someday when we all get back together, maybe we'll all get really stoned like they do on what's that show? Dudesy. Maybe. I don't know. Dustin doesn't get any jokes right now. It would be great. It would be great. Steph's been on here a couple. Anyway, go back in time and you can find the old shows where I would go out during the break and get stoned and come back and at least those weren't on video. So anyway, yeah, you can be a producer at the $25 level and get a one of our t-shirts from our t-shirt store, a custom doodle from me, and some stickers. And of course, the weekly shout out, because you get credit for this show. Coming in at the $25 level, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Mike D, and Matt Carter. So thank you guys very much. Also, we are very close to our 1,000 subscribers. So if you're a person who listens exclusively to podcasts on podcatchers, just go to YouTube and find us there and click subscribe, and then you're done. Your business, you're done. You don't have to watch it. Although I recommend you do, because Dustin does a great job making this like a TV show. There's clips, there's all sorts of fun things in here, and he does an awesome job at that. Leave us a comment, we'll read them. And of course, I'm talking about the YouTube. But remember to like and subscribe, share with your friends and family. And other than that, I think we're done. Are we done?
We are, but I just want to give an extra shout out to Dustin, who was suffering from a kidney stone attack, and he still got the show out on time last week. Put all of his usual magic into it and everything. So I couldn't believe it. When I saw that the show was posted, I was like, what? I didn't think you were going to get the show. I was just
like, I wrote a post where I was going to, he sent me a picture of him from the hospital, and I wrote a post for social media saying, hey, you know, we're going to get up when we can, but you know, we got to give Dustin a break here. And I didn't post it because I wanted to get his permission first. And he's like, oh no, I'll have it up. I'm like, okay, dude.
I needed something to put my mind to, and it helped. So, but thanks.
Well, appreciate it, man.
Good job, Dustin.
And Chris Ellingwood, one of our listeners, rescued yet another dog. His friend of his, who was getting the crap beat out of her or something by a very abusive dude, he had a dog trapped in a crate and wasn't feeding it, nothing. So Chris not only rescued the chick, he rescued the dog. So he's keeping the dog too.
Well, awesome.
Nice. We have superhero listeners.
We do. We absolutely do. Thanks again to our guest on this episode of Radio Labyrinth, Kamal Grant. If you're in Atlanta, check out Sublime Donut. Even if you're not, go check it out. You might go, hey, I'm going to go to Atlanta and get me some Sublime Donuts. We'll talk to you next
week.
Keep
it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Pack a bowl with that indica strain. Got my remote so I can be entertained. What to watch? Something I have already seen. Maybe Aqua Teen, The Sopranos once again. Venture Bros, Mike Tyson mysteries, JRE, Y-Files documentaries. There's so many different ways to waste your latter days. Scrolling TikTok and 4chan, that's what's in my plan.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.